You're listening to a news story on the audio version of The Tie. Thanks for listening. The Tie is a nonprofit newsroom that is funded by our audience. So if you appreciate this article and you'd like to help us do more, head on over to support.thetie.ca and become a Tie builder. You choose the amount to give, and you can cancel anytime.
A win for janitors' job protection, says union. By Isaac Van Ney, February 19, 2025.
After a Vancouver school switched cleaning companies, the BC Labour Relations Board ordered the company to honour the previous cleaners' collective agreement and hire back terminated workers. A company called Integral Hospitality previously cleaned the Stratford Hall School in Vancouver. Last summer, the Service Employees International Union, or SEIU, Local 2 added Integral's Stratford Hall employees to an existing bargaining unit the union had with the employer. According to court documents, the school was not happy with the previous cleaner's performance and instead hired Majestic Building Maintenance to start cleaning Stratford Hall. But last week, the BC Labour Relations Board ordered Majestic Building Maintenance to honour the collective agreement and rehire any workers who may have lost a job when the school switched. While the company argued the employees were terminated over performance, the decision hinged on a 6-year-old change to the BC Labour Code intended to protect contract employees' right to unionize. Successorship laws require employers, called successors, to honor union rights and collective agreements when taking over a company or contract. The decision underscores the board's preference for successorship laws as crucial for cleaners and other contractors to organize. It's welcome news, Chester Duggan, an organizer with SEIU Local 2, said. He added successorship provisions that exist in BC are a powerful protection against employers firing contract workers for unionizing. Majestic Building Maintenance said it cannot comment at this time and its lawyer declined requests for comment. Majestic did not hire 5 of the employees who previously worked at Stratford Hall for Integral. According to court documents, the company asked the BC Labour Relations Board not to apply successorship principles to its case. It argued the school ended its contract with Integral because it was unsatisfied with the cleaner's performance, and thus it should not have to hire the terminated employees. Nadine Posnikov, Director of Finance and Operations for Stratford Hall, said the school does not comment on contracts with vendors. We can share that our board is not involved in any way with contract decisions with these vendors, Posnikov said in a statement to the TIE. The cleaning company added it was not aware SEIU Local 2 had a collective agreement with the employer. But BC Labour Relations Board Vice Chair René John Nicholas said in his decision he was not convinced the concerns about Integral employees' performance justified their termination. He emphasized that employers may not use successorship to weed out employees it perceives as undesirable and to go around provisions that require employers to have just cause to take action against employees. The successorship process is not the process to address those concerns, Nicholas said in the decision. Nicholas ordered Majestic to honor the employment of the 5 employees and previous collective agreement, which expires at the end of May. Cleaners' access to successorship law is relatively new, Duggan said. The BC government extended successorship rights to contracts for service workers, including building maintenance and security employees, in 2019. These, cleaning, contracts are flipping all the time, which is why it's been so significant for folks to have this kind of protection, Duggan said. He added contract companies that offer services like cleaning, security, and transportation often win business by offering the lowest cost to clients, meaning there is a constant drive to cut their operating costs. It has created a real downward pressure on standards. It's a race to the bottom in terms of working conditions, Duggan said. Workers fought to have the successorship legislation applied to them in the contract for service sector to begin to raise the ceiling. Read more, Rights Plus Justice, Labor Plus Industry.
Thanks for stopping by the TIE today. Anytime you're in the mood to listen to important stories written well, we'll be here. And if you'd like to keep independent media going strong, head over to thetie.ca and click on the Support Us button to pitch in. Finally, big thank you to all of our TIE builders who made this story possible.